You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Crystal Audison. Very good morning to you, Crystal. Let's start with this Human Rights Watch 2019 global report saying the tide is turning against autocrats and defenders of human rights rising in the world and specifically in Africa. No doubt recent events in Zimbabwe might dent some of that optimism, but generally good news.
Yes, Bongani. So, of course, this report, you know, looks extensively and in-depth at human rights, you know, issues across the globe. It zooms in on particular spots. And, of course, you know, it's an extensive report, about 670 pages. But it's really the big message is that, you know, civic groups and popular protests are pushing back against anti-right leaders. And we're seeing that activists are resisting attacks on democracy. And, of course, there's examples from Syria to Myanmar to Yemen to the DRC, where, of course, we know last year Kabila was forced to accept constitutional term limits, and there was real pressure from civil society, especially the Catholic Church, because I do feel this was essential, and the African leadership in persuading Kabila, of course, to schedule that election. Of course, just on that shortly, Bongani, the African Union sending out a very hard-hitting statement. They are saying that the Election Commission should not release that election results today. So that will be quite far-reaching. But to this human rights report, of course, there's also quite a big focus on Zimbabwe. Whilst they praise what had happened last year, because we saw again, you know, when Mugabe was forced to step down, there was massive, you know, civil society and ordinary people coming out. But now, in fact, the Human Rights Watch says that Zimbabwe could affect the entire region. The economic meltdown in that country is not only, does only not have an impact on Zimbabwe, but the entire African region. And so, of course, is that they're saying that, for instance, the Southern African leadership should recognize citizens are expecting genuine improvement in human rights and not just saying they will do it. So, for instance, we know that President Mnangagwa is saying in Russia he's there to get more money, but yet on the ground in Zimbabwe, we see the police using massive force to actually deal with anyone who's protesting. So, of course, while the report looks and reflects and celebrates some of the achievements, it's also, you know, showing us again that in some countries, things are not really looking good.
Yes, I mean, we've seen a massive crackdown in recent days in Zimbabwe. We've been getting reports on this show, Crystal, that people in Zimbabwe are using Botswana SIM cards. I'm not quite sure how that's all working, but certainly the messages that have come out of Zimbabwe have not been positive. But overall, good news, but the recent developments may dent some of those figures. Crystal Audison with this morning's Africa Report.